Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here along for the conversation as we head into the back end of this week, obviously. We have a lot to talk about. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Joe Biden, once again, saying one thing and doing another, lavishly spoiling himself with lobster while destroying the industry in Maine. Number two, the states around Michigan ahead on gas tax replacement. And number three, the big conversation about whether or not Michigan is going to be an early presidential primary state in 24. Debbie Dingell says that that's what Joe Biden wants. It's for Michigan to be top of the heap. Really? Well, according to what we're being told, Joe Biden recommending that the Democrat National Committee place Michigan among the early states to cast votes in 24. Biden, in a letter to the DNC late Thursday, urged them to eliminate caucuses as part of Democrat nominating processes to ensure voters of color have a stronger voice in choosing the nominee and to welcome diversity of our party and our nation economically, geographically, and demographically. Working class families are the backbone of our economy. Union households must be represented in greater numbers than before. We need to include voters from many backgrounds, not to ratify the choice of the earliest states, but as full stakeholders in making the choice. Biden is proposing replacing Iowa with South Carolina. Of course he is. South Carolina saved his candidacy. His candidacy was going down in flames. And then he won the South Carolina primary and he came back. You know, Clyburn got that done for him. So, of course, yeah, now political payback? No, of course not. No political payback here. He wants South Carolina to be number one, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire, then Georgia and Michigan. Yeah, you can see the play here, obviously. It's to put the states that carried him in 2020 at the front of the heap. At the front of the heap. It's because we reflect the diversity of the country, and we cannot win the White House without the heartland, said Dingell. No state should have a lock on going first. And the president's right that this primary calendar should be revisited every 4 years. The president's advocacy for Michigan to have an earlier voice comes 2 days after the Republican-controlled state Senate voted to move the presidential primary from the second Tuesday in March to the second Tuesday in February. That bill is now before the House, which meets next week for its post-election lame duck session. You do have a problem here, though. State holding early contests like Iowa and New Hampshire are showered with campaign funds and national attention every election cycle. But here's the problem. I believe New Hampshire has the law on the books that says they have to go first. State law, that is. They have to go first, meaning anybody moves it back, they move it back. Heck, you could have the first primary next week for 2024 if this game continues. Michigan Democrats have been trying to get Biden to ordain Michigan as an early state in the 24 presidential primary. A DNC subcommittee will meet Friday and Saturday to vote on which five states will vote before Super Tuesday. Michigan won a 16 states and Puerto Rico that pitched to the DNC in June on giving them one of the coveted positions. Right now, Michigan's statewide presidential primary is the second Tuesday in March. That date puts Michigan behind more than a dozen other states in the current voting order. Dingell cautioned Thursday that the decision is not yet official. The DNC Rules and Bylaws Committee still to vote in the coming days. Then the full DNC would have to adopt the recommendation when it meets in February. Several states will not be happy, and the February meeting is likely to be very contentious. Dingell working with Debbie Stabenow. But remember, this was a fight that Carl Levin started 30 years ago. Dingell and Stabenow have worked on moving Michigan's primary with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Lavora Barnes, chairwoman of the Michigan Democrat Party. Gretchen Whitmer, after meeting with Michigan lawmakers Thursday on Capitol Hill, said she did not have confirmation from the White House about any plans of moving up Michigan's primary. I've always said Michigan voices are really important, and I think an opportunity to weigh in earlier makes a lot of sense for a multitude of reasons, Whitmer's told the Detroit News. Will it happen? Don't know. But I'm guessing it will. Big push to get states. Well, Iowa's too red and too white, frankly. and two red, white, and blue. You see, Iowa voted for Donald Trump not once but twice. And therefore, Democrats don't like Iowa. They're not going to win Iowa. They're not going to win Florida or Ohio or Texas. So those states have no chance of ever being high in the rotation. And throwing a bone to Nevada and Georgia and Michigan, well, Democrats know they need those states to win the White House, and that's what it's all about for them. Here's something I've told you about for a very long time. They're going to put computers in your car to see how many miles you have driven. Therefore, they can tax you appropriately. VMT, Vehicle Miles Traveled Tax, getting a big workout in nearby states. Here's just being looked at a little bit so far. There's a universal agreement that as more and more electric vehicles are purchased, the state will suffer huge losses at the pump since the EVs don't pay the gas tax. They're also a disaster for the environment, but that's for another day. The question is how they should pay to improve roads. Some argue those drivers shouldn't pay because it would discourage the purchase of environmentally friendly cars and trucks. They should just use the roads for free. 10 states have started the discussion on VMT, some with more success. Oregon and Utah were at the vanguard of the movement, but the program in Oregon is voluntary, and a legislative attempt to make it mandatory died. Tennessee lawmakers considered it, but a call for a task force failed. The debate elsewhere has centered it on how the mileage data is collected. More importantly, how secure is that data once it's in the government's hands, and how private is it? Not at all would be your answer. Virginia adopted a no-sell data rule. Well, that makes me feel better. Certainly, if they said we can't sell, then it must be safe. It forbids usage for purposes other than to collect the fee. Motorists have the option to opt out of sharing the location of their travels. Sure they do. They know where you are 24 hours a day. I mean, who's kidding who? They're going to put a little computer, a little box. It'll be in your car. They'll know exactly how many miles you drove. It'll be like Life 360, which is an app that can tell you where your friends or family are based on their cell phone location 24 hours a day. It'll be similar to that. That's exactly what it's going to be. Anyhow, it's basketball season. I know my son played his first game yesterday. Came up short, but so it is. Basketball, if you didn't know, causes thousands and thousands of concussions for high school and younger kids every year, not to mention college and all that. Well, Dr. Michael Hutchinson of Traverse City patented a mouth guard for athletes in all sports. Using this mouth guard, the Power Plus mouth guard, prevents concussions almost completely, down to 0.26% of the time. Don't take my word for it. Trust Michigan State and Wayne State. They've tested the Power Plus mouth guard and have certified the results. The promo code to save 10% is concussion at powerplusmouthguard.com. So for about $40, your kid's not going to get a concussion playing basketball. How do you feel about that? I think it's money well spent. My kid always plays with his Power Plus mouth guard. You should too. Remember, life is a contact sport. Keep your head in the game with Power Plus mouth guard. Straight ahead, it's Doolin. Steve Doolin, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Blueberry cobbler at Grandma's house, sharing a piece of apple pie with ice cream, fresh peppers, corn, and onions from the garden. We are Patriot Foods of Michigan, bringing you only U.S.-grown fruits and vegetables. Try our assorted 10 pounds of fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of freshness. Go to patriotfoods.com and use promo code AMERICA and save 10%. Free shipping when you spend $100. Support the U.S. farmer at patriotfoods.com. That's patriotfoods.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's Bluebird. CFW.com.